May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Bartimaeus had nothing. Nothing but his cloak. He was a blind man sitting on the side of the road begging for food. He did not have the use of his eyes, but he found his voice when Jesus passed by. Son of David, have mercy on me. Others in the crowd, even some of the disciples, wanted to keep him invisible, ignore him, pass by, silence him. After all, the poor were all around them. How could they fill that endless need? But Bartimaeus was persistent. He could not see, but he could imagine. He cried out again to the one who could help. Bartimaeus cried out, and Jesus heard him above the crowd. And Jesus refused to ignore him. The story of Bartimaeus is about seeing without sight. It is about the compassion of God. It is about humanity's imagination and faith. We cannot see what we cannot imagine. And when we cannot imagine, when we cannot see, it is difficult to act. A few years ago, our whole family went to my 25th college reunion at Yale in New Haven, Connecticut. That was the only reunion I have gone to, so it was a wonderful time of connections, and most of the people I had not seen in 25 years. And I even met some people that I didn't know when I was there, and enjoyed meeting them as well. We stayed in dorms on the old campus, and they kept us busy from morning till night. And one of the things we did was to attend some lectures given by some of the faculty. And one of the lectures was on human perception, on brain imaging and human perception, given by a psychology professor. Now, he began the presentation by giving us a test. And some of you may have heard about this test or maybe even seen it on the internet. But what we were supposed to do was watch a video of some young people in a small room playing with a basketball. There were people in black clothes, that was the black team, and people in white clothes, the white team. And what we were supposed to do for this test was to keep our eyes on the white team and count how many times the basketball passed from a white person in white to another person in white, not only how many times it was passed, but how many times it was bounced. So there were two sets of numbers we were supposed to keep in our minds. So most of us, with our customary competitiveness, got really focused on the screen. After all, this was a test. It was a competition. And so we watched the video, which was not very long. I'm sure it wasn't more than 2 minutes long. And then we gave our answers to the professor. He asked, how many times was the basketball passed by people on the white team? And the answers in the room ranged from 5 to 7. So how many times was it bounced? And the answers ranged from 5 to 8. Then came the kicker. How many of you saw the gorilla walk through? Gorilla? Only a handful of hands went up in the room, which was more people than are here today. I thought he was kidding. So did most of the audience. There wasn't any gorilla in that video. We had been watching with extreme focus, competitively, so much that our eyes could have burned holes in that screen. Well, probably because we wouldn't have believed it otherwise, the professor played the video again. Sure enough, right into the middle of the circle of people passing the basketball back and forth, a person in a black gorilla costume walked through, stopped, yawned, waved, and then continued to walk through to the other side. The room was full of laughter. Uncomfortable, incredulous laughter. I would not have believed it if I hadn't seen it myself. That was the problem, you see. I hadn't seen it myself the first time. Most of the audience had completely missed it the first time. We were focused on something else. It's difficult to believe that it is that easy to miss something that is right in front of your own eyes. But it's true. Because 95% of the people were so focused on one thing, the people dressed in white and how many times the ball passed or bounced, we totally missed what else was going on in that scene. The professor then went on to tell us some of the implications of this study about human perception. As human beings, our perception of reality is much less accurate than we would hope. In other words, we often miss much of the truth that is right in front of our eyes. Our perception is often tied to what we think we will find, rather than what is actually there in front of us. Perhaps you can remember a time in your life when your eyes were opened, when your view of reality about a particular thing suddenly changed. Maybe when your eyes of faith were opened, when you realized that you didn't have the whole truth, even though you thought you did. The way that we look at the world, the way we view our world, depends in large part upon what we are looking for, what we are expecting to find. It's a bit more complicated than that old saying, "He sees the glass half full," or "She sees the glass half empty." Another way of saying this, used by people who do appreciative inquiry, is we do not describe the world we see. We see the world we describe. This is important because the way we see the world is connected to our faith. Do we see the world as a place of great beauty created by God that also contains hardship and evil? Do we see God at work in the world around us? Do we see this world as given by God and a place that we are responsible for? Do we have great hope for the future of our world? We cannot see what we cannot imagine. The story of Bartimaeus is about seeing with the eyes of faith. It is about the compassion of God and humanity's imagination and faith. And Jesus is always inviting us to see things differently. to imagine a world full of hope and love, a world that is possible only with God and only when we work with God. We cannot see what we cannot imagine. I think of that wonderful hymn, one of my favorite hymns, "Be Thou My Vision." And that is my prayer. It's a hymn to Christ. Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Amen.
Amen.